Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top-brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
We had them all the way, right, Stars fans? Stars hang on in an absolutely crazy third period. They score three, go up 5-1. Winnipeg scores three to make it 5-4. Stars fans, including myself, received the first stress test of the season. It just so happened to take place in game number one. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Sudsies. Welcome to our first regular season post-game edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. If you are a first-time listener of Spits and Suds, thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll entertain you this Stars season. Hope you'll become a regular, and we truly appreciate every single one of you for your support as the regular season kicks off. Spits and Suds is proudly presented by the On Time Experts. They're also the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, keeping Dallas Stars fans comfortable all season long. You know, I need to talk about those friends at the On Time Experts. One of the great things about them is that they are supporting hockey here in DFW. 4.8 out of 5 stars on Google. It's same day service guarantee. And you guys know how frustrating it is to have work done around your house. You call and they'll get to you in a couple of weeks, or you get put on a waiting list, or maybe you don't even get that return email or call back. Not the case with our friends at the On Time Experts. If you go now, in fact, and press the book now button, you pick the window that works for you. You can pick Saturday, for instance. You can do it before the Avs game. You can do Saturday morning. You could do tomorrow at any point of the game. Well, that's all you have to do is press the book now button. They will be there. Same day service guaranteed. I did it. It worked for me. When I booked, they called me 3 times because they didn't want me to even wait around during that window. And the repair specialist showed up 20 minutes early and called me to say that they were running early. That's how much they care. And they extended this special, which I'm really excited to bring to you. I think it's so important this time of year for first-time customers, a complete furnace, AC cleaning and tune-up, just $59. That's just $59 through October 31st. You get the peace of mind that when it gets colder, your heat will be working efficiently. Let's support the On Time Experts, just like they support hockey, and they'll take great care of you. Like I said, 4.8 out of 5 stars on Google. There's a reason for that. I can vouch for them. The on-time experts at the ontimeexperts.com. Let's talk some winning hockey and then get to your feedback, because you guys are an awesome part of this program. Okay. Say what you will about the comeback, but the fact is, 2 points on the road against the team that won the Central Division and won the President's Trophy last year. That's right, baby. The Frosties are back. And extra super delicious, because that is a good win. I understand the third period. I understand that we were on the edge of our seat, but that's 2 points. And not to fast forward, but when it was 5-4, we will forget that the Stars actually went shorthanded due to the delay of game penalty on Thomas Harley. And the Stars withstood and they hung on. And that has to be talked about as much as allowing those three goals. And yeah, shorthanded goals are tough to watch. They're frustrating as heck. A couple of bad bounces. But if that goes 5-5 and it's end of regulation, even if the Stars win, Winnipeg gets a point. You know how crucial that point can be at the end of the season? Huge. Any win against the Central is a big win. And this was a big win. Top Stars tonight talked in the offseason about Mikko Rantanen, able to get rest, find a place to live, finally gets a coach that he's going to have for years to come. Remember, last year he played on Colorado. He played on his national team in Finland. Then he went to Carolina. Then he went to Dallas. He had 4 teams, 5 coaches. How exhausting would travel? So, signs with Dallas, 8-year deal. Can find a place to live in the offseason. Gets the rest that he needs. Contract behind him. Full training camp with his team. And man, was he the difference for the Stars tonight. Goal and 2 assists, drawing 2 penalties, creating space, absolutely driving the Winnipeg Jets crazy. And you know what? You don't need Stars getting in the scrum when it comes to Mikko Rantanen, because the man defends himself. It's amazing to see how multiple Jets players, when he has the puck, are drawn to him, and how he can create those opportunities when that happens in tight. So you have 1 or 2 of the Jets players defensively coming at you, and you have the confidence to carry the puck until that last moment and then find enough open space, draw them in, and pass the puck. Or find the open space and know where the rebound's going to be, or be in the proper spacing, or carry the puck to proper spacing. He did all of that tonight. And you know what I absolutely love about Glenn Gullitson? And I don't care if it's game one. I'm going to say it. What I love about Glenn Gullitson is what he said. I'm going to play my best players more often. If Mikko Rantanen doesn't move up and down the ice too much, I'm going to play him for a full 2 minutes on the power play. And you look, Mikko Rantanen, 18:48, 22 shifts, 1 goal, 2 assists, just an absolute beast on the ice. Wyatt Johnston, 20 minutes time on ice. Roope Hintz, 19:25 on the ice. Jason Robertson, 18:09. So you can see that the better players on this Stars team are getting more minutes. And I think that's a good thing. They want to be on the ice. Why wouldn't you put your best players on the ice in the most crucial moments? So what a story Mikko Rantanen absolutely was tonight. Couple of other things I noticed in a good way for the Stars. Thomas Harley and Nils Lundqvist. What an effective pairing this was. Nils was terrific in the offensive zone, scoring from the middle with a great shot past Hellebuck. I mean, that was a sizzler. And then assisting on the Wyatt Johnston goal with a real nice pass. And on the defensive end, how many times did you see him overmatched or panicked? I thought he did a really nice job as far as getting the puck out of the zone. He was really good tonight. And Thomas Harley's Thomas Harley. That's a really nice pairing. And think about that. That's another difference between Glenn Gulletson and Pete DeBoer. Nils Lundqvist was getting limited minutes. If he made a mistake, he'd be on the bench. I mean, you can see the confidence in Nils Lundqvist. And I love how he shoots the puck. He's always looking to shoot the puck. And that creates rebounds. So I thought he paired really well with Thomas Harley. And as much as you can, you have to get Harley on the power play. Teams have to respect his ability. And when they show that respect, you have Mikko in the right wing with a lot of respect, which creates space. Thomas Harley's going to create that same space. And he's not afraid to shoot. Teams are smart. They know that Miro Heiskanen is not a shoot-first guy, to me, which I think is a big issue. So they back off, and we saw it tonight. Winnipeg went on a much tighter box when Miro Heiskanen was leading the power play. And we'll talk about four in just a second. I thought Sam Steele worked well in the first line. One thing, the fit is more important than the talent. Let's remember that. The fit is more important than the talent. We have this tendency to say, well, your three best players, you need to put them together on that first line. That's not necessarily the case. That's why Blackwell moved up. That's why Steele moved up. Some of these guys fit well. They might not have that elite scoring ability. But right now, Glenn Gulletson's fitting them in. And I thought Sam Steele was really good. I thought Sam Steele was excellent shorthanded. I thought he made some actual good offensive zone passes as well. I think he's underrated on his backhand. So I thought Sam Steele was really good on that first line with Hintz and Rantanen. So that was really good to see. He's a Swiss Army knife. Kind of reminds me of like Stu Barnes, if Stars fans can remember. Remember Stu Barnes could do everything on the ice? Great at killing penalties, had some offensive ability, scored at some big moments, just could do everything. The Matt Duchene spin-a-rooney and pass to Tyler Seguin, that's a thing of beauty. Just when you think that's been kind of a quiet night for those two, just a beautiful 1-2 combo. I like the fourth line a lot, actually, with Ritzkovian and Bastion centered by Radek Fox. I thought those three checked well, specifically forechecking. I thought they took up a lot of space. They kind of clogged Winnipeg up. They caused Winnipeg to work hard in their own end. So while they didn't put points on the board, I thought they worked hard. And I thought they think they did a lot of good things. And I really liked that fourth line, working really hard. Okay, a few things that need improvement. Ottinger did make some key saves, but I think Jake on two of those goals would like another shot at one of those. The breakaway, I think he'd like to get his stick out further. But at the same time, they get paid to play the game as well. In fact, our producer Gregory Finley and I were talking, what a showing by Kyle Connor. I mean, was anyone thinking $12 million was too expensive for Mikko Rantanen or Kyle Connor tonight? I think fans of both teams were like, what a deal, probably underpaid. So great showing for Kyle Connor, a hat trick after signing his new 8-year deal. A philosophy thing. and maybe I'm old school, but I don't understand when you're up 5-1, why you're not putting in two defensemen on the power play. Why you're shooting from distance, causing big deflections or rebounds. It's okay to play it safe when you're up 5-1. You had 5 on the board. That, to me, was a coaching error. I would have switched it up. I would have put 2 defensemen on the ice. And on that note, not a good night for 4. I thought Haskinen was caught stick checking a couple times rather than using his body. On one of those shorthanded goals, he pinched for some reason along the left-hand boards. And he lost. I don't know why he's pinching when they have that lead, going for the puck rather than backing up. Puck got by him. That led to a goal. And then on another goal, he tried to move over the center. He fell down. That led to another goal. Actually got up and might have caused a little bit of a screen on Ottinger. I know these things happen. The other thing, like I mentioned, he's not a threat on the power play. Everyone knows he won't shoot. We have got to address Miro Haskinen's offensive ability. I mean, a very, very good defenseman. But I actually don't think he was a great penalty killer tonight. I mean, yeah, overall good penalty kill, but...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think he could have been better. And I know that to some Stars fans, that sacrilege, don't say anything about our guy. I get it. I am like trying to be Mr. Optimistic tonight, but one of the things we try to do on Spits and Suds is be honest and be real. And I think 4 needed to have a better night. Just like you guys can tell me that this is the Jake Ottinger fan club. And it is in many ways. I'm a massive Jake Ottinger fan. I think he was okay tonight. I think he could have made some other saves. You have to stand out. But then again, I look at the Hart and Vezina trophy on the other side, giving up 5 goals. So it's just one of those nights. And on top of all of this, Stars fans, it was opening night. Weird things happen on opening night. Weird things happen on opening night in every sport, baseball, football. You have upsets, college football. Teams got to get used to the flow. So then we see, like, for instance, Pittsburgh. They're 2-0, baby. And good for Pittsburgh. In fact, Crosby and Malkin were clicking tonight. I love to see that. So maybe Pittsburgh will prove everybody wrong, but one would think that this was a rebuilding year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But went into New York and had a big win, and they won again. So I don't know. I mean, it's early, right? So interesting things happen. So should it have happened? Probably not. But it's one game. Got to put this behind you. You got 2 points. And the biggest point of all, you did not allow Winnipeg to get a point in the comeback. That would have been a victory for Winnipeg. And for most of the game, you quieted that crowd. That's a loud, kind of intimate barn. and you quieted them with a quick rant and goal, and you quieted them until that third period.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
All right, let's go to your tweets. Michael says, point number one, I don't think anyone would have guessed the lines and they look good. Two, they didn't fold when the pressure turned up. Yes. Three, the D looks a little out of place. I would assume first game, real NHL speed. That will get better. Stars hockey is back. Looks to be in line for a run. I wasn't the biggest fan of Lyubushkin either tonight. I thought Bischel was good as far as what he does best, moving people off the puck, and he'll be fine. But I thought that third pairing wasn't as good as I would like to see it. But I thought the best pairing of the night, as mentioned, Harley and Lundqvist. Michael Peterson says, 2 points in regulation against a rival on the road to start a season. Take every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Move on. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't be over negative. Bottom line is you pulled it out. You lived it. You still got the 2 points. You learned. David Kokas says, agree, giving up two shorthanded goals is really bad awareness for the power play. Tim Siesko says, fun but weird game. Don't love that they're allowed two shorties on the same power play. A bit surprised they weren't able to turn their power plays into more goals. Glad they hung on. Happy to be up 1-0. Great to hear from you, Tim. Great to hear from you, David. Thank you guys so much for your feedback. Absolutely. I agree. But hopefully this is an anomaly, right? I mean, you know, let's not give up any shorties on Saturday night against Colorado, which is going to be a true test. Remember, listen, as great it is to get 2 points, if you get 4 points in the next three games, in other words, if you lose to Colorado but then pick up two against Minnesota, 4 out of 6 against three division rivals, I'll take that, especially since two or three are on the road. But one game at a time, right? All right, Chris at Massacre of Ants says they got too comfortable, let their foot off the gas there. I still feel Otter could have had a couple of those, but that's going to happen. I mean, Hellebuck gave up 5. So at the end of the day, give up less than they did. That's what they always said about Grant Fuhr. If the other team scores 4, Grant Fuhr will give up 3. Let's see. Good players are going to score a lot to like in the win. Not going to overreact game 1, but some stuff to clean up, which they will. Absolutely. You know, Neil Graham, Glenn Gulletson, Nazer Dean, the whole coaching staff, they absolutely will have some quality game tape to go over to address the issues. But they should also talk about the good things and concentrate on the first two periods. The amount of O time that the Stars had, offensive zone time, was impressive. The fact that what Glenn Gulletson preached, winning puck battles in the corner through physical play, saw a lot of that tonight. They clogged up Winnipeg a lot tonight until that third period when it got a little bit loosey-goosey. So a lot of the things that Glenn Gulletson preached, that extra 1%, came to fruition. So we need to stick tap them on that. All right. Ryan McDermott says, great first win, although without a little drama, Mikko is worth every penny. Love a healthy Robo. Let's go. Yeah, great to see Robo get on the scoreboard. Absolutely. William at William Willow 2 says, fun game to listen to. What you think of the power play? Does it feel like it will be better than last year? I do feel as though it's going to be better. I thought at times it was a little bit stagnant. I want more movement on there, specifically when it was 4-on-3 a couple of times. I just kind of think everyone was in place. I would love to see a little bit more movement to create some space. I felt as though they really allowed Winnipeg to compact. But overall, listen, Winnipeg did a nice job as far as killing. I mean, Winnipeg going down 5-3, going down 4-3, going down 4-3. You know, I mean, their backs were up against the wall. And by the way, Let's talk about that. One of their best defensemen was out. Adam Lowry, who is key on faceoff draws, was out. So, and Cole Perfetti was out too. So this was a banged up Winnipeg team. So I thought they put in a good effort specifically in the third. Okay. Christopher DeHardy. This gave me flashbacks of the Vancouver game. Oh man, that was a tough game last year. Glad we got 2 points, but that was way too close for comfort. Miko was so much fun to watch. I'm glad Nils got a goal. Yeah. Two bright spots for the Stars. Absolutely. I mean, if Nils Lundqvist can do what he did tonight all season, boy, that is absolutely awesome. Noah Brown, way closer than it should be, but can't complain because they managed to maintain their composure, and the Jets are really good too. The quest to 82-0 continues. Yes, it does. In fact, Corey Majors of the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan asked his co-host Kevin Hagelin, why can't it be 82-0? So prove them wrong. Absolutely love it. Let's see. Wasuko says, I'm just happy Texas hockey is back. Cheers to a fun season. Absolutely. Drink to that, my friend. Raise the can. Let's see. Husky at noisy underscore cricket. Not the greatest look to start the season. Obviously, it's game one and the Jets are a really good team, but it's not too early to point out how much of an ugly win that was when it didn't have to be. Gladly take the Connor hat trick for fantasy, but that's it. Chin up, move forward. All right, Jordan H. at Harper Hockey Fan. Hey, Jordan, great to hear from you. First, congratulations on the sponsor. Thank you, Stick Tap, to the on-time expert. Second, what a roller coaster of a game. Absolutely. Third, way too many odd man rushes. Yes, specifically in the third period. So I'm glad you made that the third point. That needs to be fixed. So, all right, Tanner Wilson, who's always great with local hockey information. Ritzkovian is going to surprise a lot of people this year, going from high-scoring offensive weapon with the Texas Stars to a physical presence. Who on earth would have guessed? I thought he played well. I thought he mixed it up. Yeah, let's see. I hope that Gullitson keeps the same lineup against Colorado because I like the way that they were all clicking. Let's see. Crow Wi-Fi. Happy start of hockey season to you, Gavin. The Stars are pouring it on. Woohoo. Ron from Tyler. Yes, they definitely poured it on and they needed every single goal possible. So did want to report something that's sad news out of Loyola University in Chicago. Loyola University Chicago, they tweet out, is greatly saddened to confirm the death of Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. This is a tremendous loss of someone who touched the lives of so many people. We appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. So it was just announced a little while ago that Sister Jean would stepping away from the program. I think she was an icon. I absolutely love mascots. And a mascot can be either someone dressed up in a furry outfit like the San Diego Chicken or Victory Green, the entertainment value, but it also can be a human being. And the passion that she had for that basketball program and the fact that those players in the age difference of 80, 90 some odd years, probably more like 80, the fact that they all embraced her is something special. So heaven got a good one tonight. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt passed away. What a life. 1919 to 2025. So sad to end this program on a sad note, but at the same time, I mean, wanted to get that information from you. What a sports icon she certainly was, and I'm sure she'll be rooting them on from upstairs. That's going to do it for me. Hopefully we'll have another podcast for you soon. Stars 1-0 on this young season. Absolutely love to see it. Big win in Winnipeg tonight. On to Colorado Saturday night. And we cannot wait till the next time we talk to you. Thanks to the on-time experts. Thank you for supporting Spits and Suds. Until our next podcast, for Gregory Finley, our producer, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Have a great day, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.